This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from our Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping us in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, plus the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. And let's not forget about all the linemen over there in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas getting the power back on for the folks. We thank you for all that you're doing. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, we've got Roland Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Yes, absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big news that hit the table yesterday was the CDC announced that a vaccine, they told everybody to get ready for November 1st when a COVID vaccine is coming. Now, I think I know what vaccine it's going to be. It's the one that the first responders have been testing, and they're going to be given it first anywhere. It's Moderna, and people can look that up, M-O-D-E-R-N-A, to find out what it's all about. But I think that's what's coming first. It could be wrong, because there's been two they've been testing. That was the first one that finally made it to stage three as far as the test went.
Well, they've asked the states to remove any barriers or any obstacles that would prevent the quick distribution sites from opening by that time. The thing is, Captain, while they're coming out with these vaccines, I would really like it if they would hurry up and get out these cures, or as they call them, therapeutics.
They're working on it. They're working on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish they would bring those out first and promote those even more, because I just don't trust these vaccines. They're not generally as good for people in the long run. I know that the military tests many vaccines, things of that nature, but it's also been proven that many vaccines that are out today in the long run have proven to be harmful for many citizens.
Well, it's not for everyone. You're right, but for some people, it's going to happen. And the ones that have been pushing it, of course, have been the Democrats. They're the ones that have been pushing the heck out of it, because that's all we heard from Nancy Pelosi for a while. Well, until we get a vaccine, we can't really do anything. And Biden picked up on it and all that. But it is what it is, and we'll just go from there and see what happens. Now, in the meantime, we had another shooting of a black man, 18-year-old black man, who had a gun, and he was running away from police. They pulled people over on a stop, two of them ran away. One of them had a gun, turned around, pulled the gun on a police officer, and he was shot dead. Well, you know, it is what it is. You pull a gun on a cop, and you're going to get shot. I don't care where you are. You're not just going to stand and go, excuse me, don't do that, don't do that. No, you pull a gun on me, and that's it. See ya.
Absolutely, Captain. This is insanity. People continuing to cause trouble and want to riot and do things because of these shootings. As you said, you don't start trouble with a cop. Even if you don't have a gun, you don't start a fight.
No.
You don't struggle with them and talk smack or whatever. Cop tells you to pull over, you pull over. When they pull you over, you put your hands on the wheel at 10 and 2 o'clock. And yes, sir, yes, ma'am, whatever. And that's it. These people, they are always out there now starting trouble with cops because it's a political situation now.
Yep.
It's all about politics.
Yep. You're right. Absolutely right. And, you know, people that think of something else, again, when a police officer tells you to do something, just do it. Yes, sir, no excuse, sir, no excuse, sir, or yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. There you go.
Absolutely. So, you know, people have to start raising their children up in the right manner. You know, I've been pulled over in the past for it was a traffic situation. I was polite to the officer. The guy was nice, this, that, and the other. It was several years ago. But I've never had problems with the cops in this manner. So, I mean, we've got to do a better job of raising our children to be polite, not only to cops, but to their fellow Americans generally. You see a lot of belligerency amongst people today, and that has to go back to upbringing.
Now, the president has put out a 5-page report memo. It's in the New York Post right now for anyone that wants to read it. It may also be elsewhere. I think it's on Newsmax, too. He's taken the first steps towards defunding the 4 riot-rolled Democratic-run cities, namely New York City, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Portland, and telling them that if they don't get their act together and start doing something to enforce the law and stop the riots from happening there, that he will withhold their funds on certain projects because we can't keep pouring money into certain zones and just have that money wasted as people continue to destroy things. And hold that thought, Ron, and when we come back, we'll get into that. And caller, I'm going to put you on hold and find out what's up with you in just a second. But don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, and Moss Acura. And by the way, Dave Moss, while the factories were slow in production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan, Dave went out on a buying spree. And now they have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Now, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, has one of the largest selections here in the state of Florida. Now, before you buy elsewhere, make sure you see Moss, because they could very easily have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price either, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. Now, Moss Nissan, also up in Crystal River, just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team! And if you're searching for a new, improved service experience, many people are getting their cars, keeping their older cars, and getting them serviced and fixed up and all that. If you serve and you save, if you're active duty military, a veteran, or a first responder, or a pastor, or a faith worker, then you get a 20% discount on the service work done at Moss Service Departments, because they handle all makes and all models. Now, keep in mind that Moss Nissan and Moss Acura's You Serve, You Save program also gives you a discount on your certified pre-owned and brand-new vehicles. So the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan in Newport Richie, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa, with Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side by side right there at the same place. And don't forget, when you tell them the captain sent you, if you're looking for a vehicle, you get another $500 off. There you go. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Ron Edwards Experience. And you there, sir?
It's the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Oh, well, be that way. All right. All right. We got Mary on the telephone line. Mary wants to make a comment. Hello, Mary.
Good morning. Mr. Edwards, I need to ask a question about this Moderna stuff. when all of this pandemic started, I started reading about Moderna and who, well, actually, what stock Dr. Fauci was involved with and all of this. And I found the conferences that were held in these world conferences that they have every year with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and that they've been working in Africa with all of this stuff for years. And Moderna just happened to pop up with the vaccination in the text that I was reading from. What is with all these pandemic conferences that they're having, and that they were already predicting on what would happen if there was a world pandemic? And then the Moderna name was mentioned again. So it just seemed kind of strange. Also, because I was reading it on the Internet, I heard yesterday that Black Lives Matter has cleaned up their website, which is why I don't trust the Internet, and making them squeaky clean.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, thanks, Mary. Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Go ahead.
I got most of it, and could you tell me the last part? It was kind of cracking up.
Black Lives Matter cleaned up their website to where they got they don't have a lot of the crap in there they did have before. They're making them look respectable.
Okay, well, it's called CYA.
Yeah.
That's all that is. That doesn't mean that they've cleaned up their motives or their goals for this country.
No.
So don't trust them on that. And I know she was talking about before that the vaccine situation.
Correct.
Okay. As I said before, the vaccine situation that is as it's coming forth right now is, in my opinion, not only a ripoff to the American people, because there are already solutions to the Corona China virus, big time, but they refuse to use those because they can't make the type of money, for instance, it's on hydroxychloroquine.
99 cents.
Yeah. It's not about concern for the American people that they have. It's more about concern for the books. And the best way that they can rip the American people off. And vaccines, historically, are not as good for people anyway. And especially if you've got a cure out there, something that works, that is not harmful. You know how many decades that hydroxychloroquine has been used in Africa for the spread of malaria, very inexpensively? And by the way, last time I heard, a lot of vaccines don't work as well against so-called viruses, but it does work against this pandemic that we've been dealing with, which some people are beginning to think is actually more like a parasite, the same type of transmission that is happens with the spread of malaria.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I've read. It's not coming from me personally, but that's also what I've read, trying to research about
I've seen it.
This problem.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to move on to what we were going to talk about here about New York and D.C. and Seattle and Portland, where the president has taken the first step towards defunding the four riot royal Democratic-run cities and told them that they need to clean up their act. There was a five-page memo that was put out there yesterday. Now, he hasn't done it yet, and he's not going to do it for a while, but this is the first part where you put the notice out there and say, hey, get your act cleaned up or else.
The president needs to do something, especially for cities like New York, Seattle, these great cities, these great American cities. And New York, the greatest city in the world, dead right now, almost dead. Something has to be done, and I mean done quickly. And like you said, it may be not, maybe for a while, it's just a threat basically right now concerning the executive order about defunding these riot royal cities. But something must be done, and I think it has to be done very quickly. The Democrats are not about resolving any problems, but rather creating problems, and they want to destroy these cities to create more problems for the president's chance of reelection.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to mention something here because this is now becoming, COVID is a situation where it's striking a lot of people, right?
Well, yeah.
Yesterday, one of my favorite baseball players of all time, Tom Seaver, Hall of Fame, Mr. Met, we used to call him, Tom Seaver, Mr. Met. He died at the age of 75. Now, it appears that I don't know if he had any other symptoms, but it appears that he was positive with COVID and he got very sick, and that took care of that. In the meantime, The Rock, you know who he is, right?
Oh, absolutely.
His family had COVID-19 and they all recovered, and that's a positive story there.
Yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, it's kind of sad to read about Tom Seaver. He's one of the greats. I wasn't a Mets fan, but I was a Tom Seaver fan because of his excellence on the field. And, you know, big salute to him for his career, and sad to see him go out this way. Only 75. Sad story.
And it's now a fact that the coronavirus has killed more police officers in 2020 than all other causes combined.
Well, when, you know, a virus of this nature going about and in close quarters sometimes, that's what happens. And I think, I really do believe that in some cases, if not many, the COVID or Corona China virus, as I rather prefer to call it, is combined with other health complications that even people may not be aware of. And that's why people are also expiring from it.
Well, I'm going to throw something out there. The Wuhan China virus in New Orleans, and hello, New Orleans, to our listeners over there. The ProPublica probe in New Orleans found out a New Orleans hospital sent COVID-19 patients home to die.
Well, that sounds just as cold-hearted as when Cuomo, who recently threatened our president, when he was sending sick people to nursing homes to die and kill others. I don't know what it is with some of these people and what they're doing, what's in their brains to cause them to do things like that. Corona China virus is something that is easily curable, but they refuse to give the hydroxychloroquine to people, even famous people, and would rather have them add to the statistics of death for political motives than allow them the cure that's already available to be distributed.
Mm-hmm. Now, the president yesterday told North Carolina residents to either vote by mail or to go to the poll and vote in person. And right away, CNN took that to mean the president is telling people to vote twice in North Carolina. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Only Democrats tell people to vote twice, three times, four times, and dead people and cats too. Only Democrats do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but for to misinterpret the story that blatantly like that. American people are not stupid. Come on.
Well, stay out of trouble, and we will talk to you on Tuesday. You have yourself a great weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you, Lisa.
All right, Ron Edwards, Sosa the Edwards Notebook, a.k.a. Thrill. Ron Edwards, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how. Your phone calls are welcome. 877-969-8600.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump signed a memorandum late Wednesday ordering a review of federal funds to certain state and local governments that are permitting anarchy, violence, and destruction of American cities.
The folks that are funding this, I think, are going to wake up on November 4th and sadly for them realize that these efforts have backfired. Americans are sick and tired of this violence.
Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck speaking there on Fox News. The CDC is giving notice to states to be on the ready for a coronavirus vaccine come November. The agency's director has repeatedly advised governors to put their permit applications. A number of vaccines are currently in phase 3 trials. Folks in Arizona, California, and Nevada are preparing for a heat wave this Labor Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okie dokie, we had the ladies entertain you there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. And in the times we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them that I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim and they come to your house or your office to do the job. They'll give you a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So, from Tampa to Sarasota to Orlando to Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give a call to 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get $100 cash back plus that windshield that you needed to have replaced. So, there you go. Now. We learned a whole bunch of stuff from Queen Pelosi and her little trip to the beauty salon. First of all, she said that she was set up. Oh, she was set up. But yet, who made the appointment to go there when the salon was closed because of California law? It was her. And somebody agreed to take a look at her and do the what she needed to have done, which probably was coloring her hair.
washing the hair and then doing the style and all that. Doing the do. Oh, boy. Would have been a lot cheaper if I'd done it. Just put a bowl over her head and cut everything down below the bowls. Oh, never mind. But anyway, there you go. So Nancy is coming up with this excuse that, well, I was set up. I did everything the way I was supposed to, one customer at a time in the salon. Yeah, there's just one problem, Nancy. The salons aren't supposed to be open yet. They will be next week or whenever, but they're not open yet. Sorry, Nancy. So we'll see where that goes. Nowhere, obviously. Oh, and by the way, she also was not wearing a mask, which is a big no-no because that's what you got to do when you go into those places. You have to wear your mask. I know. I just got a haircut here about, what, two... last month, I guess it was. Yeah, last month, and I got to go again here pretty quick. I had to sit there with a mask on. So there you go. Now, Joe Biden, running his mouth again, claimed without any evidence at all that the Portland victim incited his own murder. That's the guy that was gunned down in the streets, the Trump supporter, that he incited his own murder. Way to go, Joe. Not true. He also denies that he never called for a national mask mandate. Well, now, Joe, you damn liar, you did. You did. And so did Kamala. And it's in your platform from your convention. One of the things, mandatory mask requirements. Absolutely. Jeez. And then, of course, the Trump campaign accused Joe of reading script notes aloud from the teleprompter, which he was doing when he gave his little spiel, because he can't be trusted to stay on script. Oh, boy. Now, have you heard about Facebook again? They declared Kyle Rittenhouse's actions mass murder. And they will not allow any posts that support Kyle Rittenhouse on Facebook. And by the way, Twitter mistakenly censored his attorney. Uh-huh, sure, right. Yep. The Congressional Budget Office has said the U.S. Debt is on a path to exceed the size of the economy next year. This year, the deficit is already $3.3 trillion and climbing. Could be higher. Could be a lot higher than that. We'll see. And not to be outdone, the COVID-1984 pregnant Australian woman who did the COVID-1984 posts on Facebook for inciting a lockdown protest. She's been arrested in Australia. She's been arrested for trying to incite a riot. By the way, the NBA, gotta love it. Keep it up, LeBron. Keep it up, you guys. Their ratings crashed. I didn't think they could go any lower than what they were. They went lower. And the Lakers, big win, was the least watched game of the series. I think it had something to do with LeBron. Oh, boy, these guys, they just don't get it. Well, maybe they do, but it is what it is. They just don't want to be involved. Now, did you hear about Tucker leaking the tapes on his show of CNN Cuomo, Mr. Cuomo, his talk with Michael Cohen, and little old Fredo is whinging over the Me Too rumors, too? Tucker is really getting some stuff done, some serious stuff done, and it's really something to see as to what he's doing and how he's doing it. And I watch him. It's interesting to see what's going on there. So, these are tense and unsettling times for our nation. Now, ongoing protests in many of our major cities, a sense of unease about how the next incident may further inflame things. What's it going to be? How's it going to work? So how do we respond to protesters who are either violent or aggressive to the point of interfering with our normal life? Well, certainly not by returning violence for violence, but, and by the way, not necessarily by aggressive counter-demonstrations either, or by any sort of vigilante activity. You can't, see, the problem is you can't fight evil with evil. It doesn't get you anywhere. And if we want lasting social change, it always comes from the appeals you make to the broad middle class in America. So when they riot, we should be focusing on a wise response to those in the middle of the spectrum. Instead of filling the streets with angry counter-protests, let's fill the ballot box with our protest vote. Show up and vote. That's what this is going to be about, folks. When they vote, we register. When they vent, we vote. And when they slap us on the right cheek, let's cast the right vote. Head right out to our polling station, our home for our absentee ballots, and we vote for law and order. We can do this. We can really do this. Because the time has come to wake up and smell the roses, because we can't let our country go down the toilet with all the stuff that we're seeing right now that's going on. Now, did you see the president of Wilmington, North Carolina? He designated that the first World War II heritage city. Wilmington's quite a nice place to be. I've been there several times. And, of course, the battleship that's on the river, the USS North Carolina. What a ship that is. What a ship that is. From the era of the Navy on the high seas, battle wagon would come along and you immediately had the attention of the bad guys. Immediately. By the way, most voters say the upcoming presidential election is about President Trump, and they rate the Democratic nominee Joe Biden's agenda of secondary importance. Enthusiasm about the election continues to grow following the two major parties' conventions, especially amongst the Republicans. The Republicans are more excited about voting and about getting out and supporting President Trump than the Democrats are Joe Biden. Joe Biden is having to work at trying to be relevant here all of a sudden. And why not? Why not? He's been hiding in his basement for a while. It's not like as if he's ready to get out there and just run around and do what needs to be done. No, I don't think so. All right. Well, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to do the beach and the boating forecast. And then we're going to wind up for the day. By the way, tonight I'm going to be over at Mission Barbecue 5:30 for a political event with Christine Quinn running for Congress. All veterans and first responders are encouraged to stop on by. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And here we go for Thursday. It'll be mostly sunny. A few thunderstorms later on today. Winds will start out at the out of the southeast at about 8 to 12 miles an hour. They'll pick up this afternoon to about 10 to 15 miles an hour with a sea breeze. It'll feel pretty good if you're around the water. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, 89 degrees. The bay water temperature, 87 degrees. We had our high tide at 3:47 a.m. Our low tide coming up 9:05 a.m. And oh, by the way, beach and boating forecast always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. We are here in Tampa Bay, the largest franchise of all the 232 across the country. We've got 29 locations here and over 500 boats, and we are growing. Now, keep that in mind, because there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing, too. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything and load up with plenty of sunshine and get your vitamin D, too, and have a great time on the water with your friends or family as you sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun, too, as you sun sanitize. All you got to do is call Freedom Boat Club at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you and find out more about what they have to offer. Now, they have a website, too, you can go to, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and you'll find out about their 232 locations across the country. Now, reciprocity takes you to any other location. It's that simple. And if you're listening to me at one of those locations on one of our affiliates around the country and you want to come down here to Tampa, there you go. Just call 855-FREEDOM. Give them your information, and boom, you're in like fun down here with a boat. So how do you like them apples? Not too bad. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. 855-FREEDOM. Freedom Boat Club. Tell them the captain sent you. You're gonna love that decision when you make that choice to be there. Now, could President Trump invoke the Insurrection Act to call up the military and end the anarchy? Well, the answer is yes, because it's been done before. Now, the possibility of that happening, the president says he's not going to do it. But the Insurrection Act was famously used back in 1957 by Dwight David Eisenhower, when he had to mobilize troops. Remember all that? And despite the hand-wringing of Democrats, the Insurrection Act has been invoked numerous times since its inception. It's something that has been invoked in modern times as well. And again, is it going to be just automatically done? No. But it's there if the president needs it. The only thing is, as I told you, the president has said that he doesn't think he's going to do it. And that also came from Kayleigh McEnany when she said it. Now, this is huge. Indiana Congressman Jim Banks has had enough of the so-called peaceful protests taking place across the country, and now he wants violent protesters to pay, literally. Now, he's put something forward called the Peaceful Protest Act. And the bill would penalize people caught committing acts of violence, looting, or vandalism with losing their unemployment or coronavirus paychecks. Good idea. Good idea. Cut right to the chase and get rid of the problem. By the way, there was a barista at a Starbucks in a Target store who was fired after teaching people online how to make the deadly Blue Lives Matter drink. Said he wanted more cops dead. His name was Van Grayson Hart. And it was a video he put up on TikTok. What a shame. He thought that was cool. Well, there's nothing cool about it. Harming another person. And the product he was using, bleach. Now, new information from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention say that 94% of the reported coronavirus-related deaths have underlying medical conditions. That's true, even though if you post that story up on Facebook, you're going to get a little asterisk next to your name, and you're going to be told, well, the story is not exactly all true. Well, it is true, because the other 6%, the only cause for people dying was COVID-19. Now, Representatives from Fox News, C-SPAN, and NBC are going to moderate the upcoming debates between President Donald Trump and the Democratic Senator Joe Biden. They've set up the moderators for the three debates they're going to be having. And it looks like we are now going to have three debates. Again, we'll have to wait and see and make sure that Joe makes it to all three. And Portland's police chief has denounced protesters who broke windows and set a fire to a business in the upscale apartment building where Mayor Ted Wheeler lives, labeling the events as an escalation in the street violence that Oregon's largest city has endured over the past several months. Also, the federal budget deficit is now projected to hit a record $3.3 trillion as huge government expenditures to fight the coronavirus and to prop up the economy have added to more than $2 trillion of the federal ledger so far. The Congressional Budget Office had that to say on Wednesday. So that's where we're going in that respect, but all that. And not to be outdone, but the Biden campaign is making a lot of mistakes, and I'm not going to tell them the mistakes they're making. But how can you stand out there after you were on national television and you stood up there at your convention and told the whole world that you wanted a national mask mandate? He said that when he gave his speech. It's in the platform. And now he says, oh, I never said that we called for a national mask mandate. Nope, I never did that. I said we might have it for a little while, but no, I never said that. You lying old man. Golly. And he just keeps bungling it, stumbling along, bungling. I mean, you can see sometimes he has a tough time trying to do whatever, and it's sad to see because at one time the guy was pretty sharp. But those days are gone. Those days are gone. And the California governor, you know, you people in California, you got plenty of problems there, and we'll just let it go with that because I could go on and I could go on and I could continue to go on. Well, let me tell you about my buddies down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind sheets and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget that all the military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That might get you a trip to the back room where all that free pastry stuff is. And they got some good stuff they hide back there. Don't tell Jill I told you that. She'll be upset. Hi, Jill. Hi, Kevin. All righty. We got to get on out of here. It's been another very busy night. A lot of stuff to talk about. Tomorrow, of course, the Friday show. And tonight, 5:30, meet me over at Mission Barbecue West Waters to meet Christine Quinn, congressional candidate.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.